This is WLVR News. I'm Brad Klein. The Bethlehem Food Co-op has announced its plans to open a community-owned grocery store. It will take up the first floor of a building going up at 250 East Broad Street in Bethlehem. I'm joined now by phone by co-op board chair Kelly Allen, who teaches English at Northampton Community College. Thank you for joining us.
Thank you, Brad. It's great to be here.
I know it's been a long process, stretching back maybe 10 years or so. Tell me about the goals for establishing the Bethlehem Food Co-op.
It exists on many different levels. I think probably at the forefront is dealing with issues of food access, mm-hmm. But kind of intersecting with that, we're also dealing with issues of food sovereignty and also working to strengthen our local food economy.
Is food sovereignty, do you mean the source where your foods are coming from?
When we're talking about food sovereignty, we're talking about all of the food needs of an individual and a community. And these are influenced by food culture, economics, certainly dealing with race and geography and issues like that.
Got it. How will the co-op itself operate? Can you tell me a little about, will anyone be able to shop there or just members?
Yeah, so absolutely. The co-op is there as a resource for everyone in the Bethlehem community. You do not have to be a member to shop there. The benefits of being a member are that you have a voice in how the co-op is operated. But also another benefit to being a member is like once we are generating a profit, members will receive member dividends.
I see. How many members are there now and how many are you looking for once the operation is really going?
I think as of this morning, we are at 845 member households, and our target for ribbon cutting is 1,200 plus.
Wow, that shows a lot of community support.
Yeah, so the purpose of these target numbers mostly has to deal with finances. So as a startup co-op, like we don't have, you know, loads of money at our disposal. So in order to raise the equity through member loans and then also to qualify for bank loans, we need to show that we have that community support.
Well, that raises an important question. There's still money to be raised. It's not cheap to outfit a grocery store, I imagine. How much do you need to raise and how will you raise it?
So we need to raise $1.7 million, and that money is going to be raised through member loans, member gifts, and then we're also going to work with our community partners for naming right opportunities. And those naming rights span anywhere between having names on bricks along walkways or like naming our kitchen. So that's going to be the bulk of our capital campaign fundraising effort.
And do you have an opening day scheduled at this point?
So what we're looking at is a ribbon cutting in 2022. Now, I am not a general contractor. As you said, you know, I teach. But what I've been told is that if all things go well, that it generally would take a general contractor to build a site like what we're looking at in about 18 months.
Got it. Well, let's end with a big picture question. I mean, obviously, this is more than just a store. It's a community. It's a cause in its own way. Let me ask you how the co-op fits into the Lehigh Valley's food culture, if it's fair to say that.
Man, how long do we have?
we have another 30 seconds.
Yeah. So I think the best way to frame this is, as many of us know, unfortunately, in South Bethlehem, Ahart's Market is closing. And what we are seeing right now in real time is the impact that a grocery store has on a community. And what we aim to do with the Bethlehem Food Co-op is to make sure that we are constantly kind of stoking those fires in regards to community awareness of, you know, the impact that a grocery store can have on a local community.
Well, there will be plenty of time for the small questions about salted versus unsalted almonds and the like, but it's nice to hear a big, ambitious cause like that. Thanks so much for joining us.
Thank you so much for having me. I really appreciate it.
Kelly Allen is the chair of the Bethlehem Food Co-op. He teaches literature and food studies at Northampton Community College, where he's also the coordinator of the NCC East 40 Community Garden.